you have a doubt now, this is chazek must be taken into consideration. So even if we have a doubt, if the kedushin were chal lemafreya, the chal lemafreya, when we have a doubt of this sort, we have to look at her, and the chazaka shehi nesua now becomes important. Let me explain. When we want to be ma'arar asafik, after all, what is Taisus doing? Taisus is saying that we're coming along and we are creating a doubt. What is the doubt that we are creating? What is the doubt that we're creating? The doubt that we're creating is that someone, the husband, will come and he'll send a get and he'll try this trick and he'll mebatel the get and afkinu rabban kedushim. Taisus says in a place where a kind of normalcy prevails and all along she is conducting herself as an asua and there is no suffix, only that we want to come and impose. We want to impose, as it were, create a suffix and say, maybe he'll send the get and be mevatel. There, where she's nischazek, as a nesua, as a married woman, we don't have any chashashes for shema yishla get v'yevatlena. And we leave her in the status quo, which happens to be her conduct and the way we view her as a married woman. But where we are not creating any sfeikas. The sfeikas are there. The sfeikas are there. It's not that we're going to create, maybe something is going to happen. But we have a very real problem. The problem is a goy came, he's masiach levitumbo, that so-and-so died, but the way he said it remains questionable, and there's a machlokes between the Chasam Sofer and the Noida B'Yehuda, are you matter, are you not matter? We're not creating any new situations. We are now speaking of a suffix in the very heart of the matter. Is she married now or is she not married? Are you matter or not matter? In a case of this sort, it's true that she's conducting herself like a nesua. But the suffix now brings up the problem of real chazakis, because we're not creating sfeikas. A suffix presented itself to us by itself. In this case, we have to go back to the chazaka of Pnuya, and unquestionably we have a real chazaka of Pnuya, or even Marakama, as he wants to say, and the other one is only, as it were, behavioral. It's his chazik. We looked upon her as a nesua. She looked upon herself as a nesua. Obviously, that can't stand up under the power of the chazaka of Pnuya, that is Machriya in this case. Actually, there's a little raya from Rabbi Yisrael Chanan himself elsewhere that this opinion holds water in his view. How do we know? Because elsewhere, he asks a kasha from the Gemara in Yevamos Daf Kuf Yud Zayin. The Gemara says, if there is a edus isha, the question is whether the woman's husband died. And you have two edim psulim who are makrish, who are two edim who go on opposite sides of the fence. Isha ameres meis, isha ameres lo meis. One woman says, I know that he died, I saw him. The other one says, I was there, and I know that he survived, right? All cases, the Gemara says, of psulim edus abakishim zeseh, what is the halacha? Leiti nosei. Leiti nosei, she cannot get married. V'imti nosei, teisei. V'imnisas, teisei. If she did get married, she has to leave him immediately, even if another husband didn't come back, the first man. L'chaora now, if you're going to put her on cheskas pnuya, says Rabbi Yisrael Chanan, if you say that we always have a cheskas pnuya, why imnisas teisei? You have a cheskas pnuya. What's the difference between a suffix and a siach lepi tumo? Well, you're talking about a guy who is a postulatus and shnei edim amakishim zeh. You have a suffix v'ikar kedushin. There's no difference. He answers similarly in a similar svara. He says there's no stira, because where you have one aid is being makrish the other, that's not called creating a suffix. No suffix is created, because each one neutralizes the other. If each one neutralizes the other, both testimonies are opposed, then we say that commandalesa. The commandalesa is if nothing ever happened. That day is a blank in the Bezin's log. Adis 1 didn't come and Adis 2 didn't come. Since they neutralized each other, nothing happened. There's no suffix. If there's no suffix and it's commandalesa, so you have nothing but a cheska seishas ish. Therefore, nisas teitze. But when you're dealing with a suffix that's created masich levituma, we didn't create the suffix. The suffix already is kayim in the actual facts of the situation itself. There you're back to there you're not creating a suffix. And here, of course, obviously, we throw it back at the cheskas pnuya because you have the atkinu rabbanan lekedushim minei. And therefore, the same kind of teres I want to say here will answer the kasha from Tosfos on Rabbi Yisrael Chanan. Of course. There are already Shonim, quoted in the Shita Mekubeses and some Achronim as well, who have a different view completely in the whole Sugya and Gitin Lamegimel about Afkinu Rabban and Kedushim Minei, and hold that the Havkoes and Kedushin is not Lamafreya. But of course, the Kedushin begins from the time that the Shaila arose. That if, let's say, he sent a get and was Mevatel, then when are they Maskiya the Kedushin? Not from the time that it started, but from this moment and on. If you're from this moment and on, you no longer have a Cheskas Pnuya. Nevertheless, the Shita of Rabbi Yisrael Chanan was accepted by the Paskim of his generation. And therefore, we have successfully, I think, I hope, answered the Kasha from Tosfos on Rabbi Yisrael Chanan, and his Heta for the Safik and Masiach Lefi Tumo was accepted, was acted upon, and no wonder that, as I'm sure Rabbi Shimov can tell us in greater detail, at his Hesped when he was Nifta, the theme of that Hesped was B'nai Yisrael Al Shol Bechena. B'nai Yisrael Al Shol Bechena, because Rabbi Yisrael Chanan was the great champion of the one who tried with all might and main within the confines of the din and of the halacha to relieve the situation of the agunas and to show the great heart, the great lave, the great chesed in the gvura of the halacha.